I'm joined here with Trey Teeter, who's now been officially approved as the new head football coach at Holcomb High School at their Monday's board meeting. And Trey, first and foremost, congratulations. And you spent your junior and senior years as starting quarterback for Holcomb. Of course, coming from Goodland, where you were started your freshman and sophomore year, helped the Longhorns to a 4A Division II title. And I guess looking back now, officially here as being named the head coach, how's the feeling so far?
It's been awesome. You know, it's really, really exciting. It's an opportunity, right, that I've been dreaming of for a really long time. You know, both my parents obviously were educators and coaches, and I kind of got to grow up around that. And like I said, I'm just really excited for the opportunity, and I'm ready to get started.
And, you know, of course, you've been familiar with Holcomb for a long time, but you also were able to branch out not only, of course, with your playing days at Holcomb and Goodland, of course, but also when you were in college. Did that help you out, you know, where you were at, some of those assistant jobs along the way, that it kind of helped you mold and see some things in a different light?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I went to Hutch JUCO right out of high school, and I thought that I wanted to continue to play football and do track. Obviously, you know, right after my freshman year of football season is kind of when the rule change happened with the JUCOs. And so they actually asked if I would stay on and be a student assistant coach for spring football. So I got to coach the quarterbacks right after my freshman year of football. During their spring football time. And so I had a really good experience there around some really good coaches. Coach Rhodes was the head coach at the time. Coach Clark was our offensive line coach. And then our offensive coordinator was Greg Laferry. And he actually had a really good resume. He played at the University of Miami. He was their center back in the day. And so I learned a lot from those guys and getting to be around them. Coach Mack helped with the quarterbacks and running backs. And so there's just some really good group of guys that were there that I got to really learn under and take part of. And so after that, I went back to Hutch my sophomore year. And, you know, right after my senior year, I got to play in the Shrine Bowl. And I got to be or build a good relationship with Coach Greider. And at the time, he was coaching at Halstead High School. He knew that I was going to no longer be involved with the football program. And he asked if I was interested in coaching high school football. And so here I was, you know, I was a sophomore in college or getting ready to start my sophomore year of college. I drove down to Halstead during the summer, I believe it was late July, and he offered me a football position. And so I was a sophomore in college getting ready to start my sophomore year, and I coached football for Coach Greider that fall, and I did track at Hutch in the spring. And so I continued the track career through Fort Hays. I got to go to Hays after Hutch. I loved my year at Halstead. I really, really appreciate those group of guys. And you just learn a lot, you know, everywhere that you are. And so that experience was awesome for me. And like I said, I got to build that relationship with him from the Shrine Bowl. And it was really cool that he called me that summer and said, "Hey, I have a coaching position. Are you interested?" At the time, you know, I was, 19 years old and, you know, a little nervous about maybe coaching 18, 17, 16 year olds, but those guys, you know, it was an awesome experience for me. It was awesome, to be around those group of guys. And so after that, I went to school at, Fort Hays. So I actually didn't do anything in the fall. I was still part of the track program at Hays. And my junior year of college, I didn't, do anything football wise. I wasn't a part of any program then. I obviously came back home quite a bit and helped out with the Holcomb staff, with my dad being on staff and things like that. But, my senior year is when I applied to, coach football at Ellis. And so I coached a year of football at Ellis, and I had a great experience there. Their head coach kind of got hired a little bit late into the summer. And so, we didn't quite get to start our summer program and things like that until late July again. And I had a really nice experience there. I learned a lot from, the guys around me and getting to, install a little bit of my own offense, when I was there. And, along the way, you meet some really good, coaches that you coach against. You know, the Plainville coach was a good mentor during that time. The TMP coach was a good mentor during that time. Phillipsburg had just come off of a state title and we played them game one. And so I, it's just, you learn a lot from other coaches and you build a relationship every spot like that. And now I'm finishing kind of my third year at Holcomb. I've been here for 3 years. I've been an assistant on staff for actually all three, football, basketball, and track. And like I said, you just learn a lot from everybody that you're around. And so I've been blessed to be around a really good group of coaches that you know, I still keep in touch with. I call them, they call me, we text back and forth. And so everywhere you go, you know, you build relationships with different people and you're able to kind of pick and choose different things that they do that you like and maybe don't like, and you learn, and that's just kind of what it's all about. And so I've been blessed to be around some really good coaches, some really good men who are really good leaders. And it's an exciting time that I get to kind of become the head coach.
Absolutely. Man, what a track at your age there, how much experience you've had already. But I know you've had some experience already in some game plans. I know this past season you did that once, and I believe the year before. And how much of that did that maybe feel like that you were prepared to, or you were ready to be a head coach?
Yeah, you know, on staff, there's two former head coaches. Actually, it's kind of funny, you know, Jerry Johnson, he was the head coach. I believe he started in 2004 at Holcomb. I think he coached in Scott City for 2 years, came over to Holcomb, and was here for either 9 or 10 years, maybe, I believe. And then we came in after that. And so my dad's been here for, this was his 9th year. And so the two former head coaches are still going to be on staff. And so the opportunity came where they said, hey, it's kind of your turn to do the game plan for the week. And so I got to spend, you know, the weekend time and practice time Monday through Thursday, game planning for an upcoming game. And so what's been really cool is both those guys, none of them have egos, and that is awesome. They're really good men. Like I said, they're really good leaders. And so they allowed me to bounce a lot of ideas off of them. And we kind of got to move forward in terms of that. And they got to mentor me a little bit and things that we try to game plan for each week. And so, like I said, it's just been a really good experience. I've been blessed to be with a lot of really good people.
And you mentioned that. And just reading some of your notes that your dad had posted last night on Twitter there, and I found this really interesting. You're going to be a third-generation head football coach at Holcomb High School. I don't know how many have had that opportunity, and your grandfather, Tishner, was a coach there. I guess that's got to be pretty special in its own right, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's kind of funny, you know, that post kind of got made, and I don't think a whole lot of even Holcomb people really realize that. So on my mom's side, technically, my grandfather, Fred Tishner, he became the head coach in 79, I believe 1979. So he's here from 79, 80, and 81. And then after that, I think there might've been 1 year of, oh man, I don't remember. And then I think Steve Johnson might've came in after that. But anyways, so technically through marriage and blood, I guess, between my dad and my grandfather, I get to be a third generation head coach at the same school, which is really, really cool. Last night, my grandmother came over and she brought some old pictures of old teams that he got to coach. And she knew some of the guys and that were on the team as players. And some of them are still kind of around Holcomb, which is really cool. But yeah, that is really neat. I'm not sure there's very many people that could probably ever say that.
No, absolutely right there. And I know you'll probably share a lot of the same philosophy as your dad, who was the head coach for the last 9 years there. But do you feel like that you may tweak some things here with what you guys may be looking ahead here, because you do have a pretty good group coming back? You're going to help lead here this fall.
Sure. You know, every time that anybody takes over as the head coach, you know, you have your own ideas, right? I'm my own person, and my dad was his own person, and before him, Jerry, right, had his own thoughts or ideas. And so, you know, it would be dumb for me to say that I don't have any ideas, right? But yeah, in terms of philosophy and kind of who we are, I don't foresee a whole lot of things changing. Like I said, I'm blessed to be with, you know, the two former head coaches who have been around for a really long time. I didn't say that they're old. They've just been around for a long time. And they're really good mentors. They're good men. And so in terms of philosophy, yeah, I don't foresee a whole lot of things changing. We do have a pretty good group of kids coming back. That's something that's been really, really nice about being in Holcomb is I do feel like our kids work really, really hard. I would say that that's something that, you know, I would say that we try to maybe hang our hat on a little bit, is I do feel like our kids work really hard. And so I'm really proud of that. And I've got to be a part of that the last 3 years as a coach and a couple years as being a player. And so I hope that that tradition kind of continues. And like I said, you know, there's a good group of kids coming back, and I think they understand that there's an expectation of certain things. And so, yeah, I'm just excited that I get to be the one that gets to kind of continue the tradition that was set, you know, long before, you know, we even got here. And so I think it's a really good opportunity. I'm really, really excited. And I think it'll be a really neat thing.
Well, once again, congratulations always, Trey. I know you got a track to focus on here this spring here, and it should be an exciting year for you guys at track as well. But thanks again for the time here, Trey, and we'll see you around here.
Yep, thank you for the interview, and I appreciate everything that you do for us.